Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by Scott Grant, Director at London South East. How are you today, Scott?
Great, thank you.
Very well indeed, back to normal. What have you got on your plate at London South East?
Yes, our share views programme. At the moment, we have the two Toms from Syndicate Room even on there. They were on last week to talk about their watchlist product, which is a genuine early stage investment opportunity. So that's pretty exciting. That's still up on our site and on our YouTube channel. This week, we've got Hummingbird Resources, so that should be available from Friday. I noticed their share price closed yesterday at 19.75 pence. And the week after, we have Jim Mellon. So great excitement here that the great Jim will be on ShareViews in a couple of weeks' time.
Excellent stuff, yes. Jim McMahon, who's made his millions, is done what people pretend they do, but has actually done it. So fantastic work for Jim.
Exactly. Just to mention, all prices, including the one I just mentioned for Hummingbird, are at market close on the 21st of November 2016. So I'll head into our risers now. Looking on the total share risers, number two yesterday was Amur Minerals, number three was Thor Mining, and number four was Mkanga Resources. They showed gains yesterday of 26%, 22%, and almost 21% respectively. If I just focus a little bit more, get under the bonnet of Amur Minerals for a second, it's a What's Hot program. Their share price increased to 7.5%, 7.5 pence yesterday, based on 8 million traded shares of volume. They had an RNS also released yesterday, which said that Creed Capital Group took shares equating to 4.1% of issued share capital. I think there's a supply and demand thing there. Of course, that makes shares ever so slightly more scarce, but also investors, I believe, have seen that as a very good sign if someone like Creed Capital takes a position in Amur Minerals. So, interesting.
Yeah, it looks like a great turnaround situation after, I think they peaked around 40 pence, so they came back and now they're back on their way again.
Absolutely. Looking to our most traded, number one on London South East trading in the last week has been GCM Resources. Their share price ended at 41 pence yesterday. They issued an RNS on the 11th, which was a memorandum of understanding. They were looking at the feasibility of a joint venture with a Chinese corporation to develop coal-fired power plants. So, as I said, clearly got a bit of interest on our site, the most traded share last week. Of interest to me also, we don't usually get the big boys in our top five most traded shares via London South East trading, but last week we had a rare occurrence that Lloyds Bank was actually our number five, and they closed yesterday at 58.8 pence.
Right, so it's certainly coming in there for private investors. They're always like that company anyway, but they're actually going for it at the moment.
Indeed, and I believe the government sold a few more of their holding yesterday in Lloyds, so there you go, a few more shares on the market for you and I, or perhaps not. Our most discussed shares, we had CloudTag at number one. They finished yesterday at 10.5 pence. They're perennial number one. Everyone seems to love chatting about them on our site. Just to focus instead, number four had 1,400 posts, chat posts in the last 7 days, and that is a company called Vast Resources, which I think is a fantastic name if all goes well. Their share price has fallen steadily down to 0.175 pence. It had a recent high of 0.38 pence. I think some of it is, I'm not invested in this share. I don't follow it too closely. But it was interesting yesterday. They released another RNS that said that one of their key creditors had changed their convertible loan notes to shares. And there was £208,000 worth of that conversion. So there's seems an interesting story if you look at the chart on Vast Resources. I'm not so sure Vast by name, Vast by nature, or Vast by share price, but clearly get some interest on our chat boards.
Hopefully one day it will live up to its name.
Well, there you go. That's me done, Zach.
Thank you very much. Scott Grant, Director at London South East, thank you very much for all your input today.